The mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. So this is a mitzvah that the Jewish people are very fond of, and we're very careful with this mitzvah. It's to publicize the great miracle and to give praise over the miracles Hashem did on our behalf. So from the time that you're supposed to light Hanukkah candles, you're not even supposed to go learn Torah. Even if you're in the middle of learning Torah, we say stop, go do your mitzvah, and then come back. You're not supposed to sit down for a meal or deal with anything else. And we're careful from a half hour earlier, we don't do that. The first night, we light one candle, and every night we add a candle, as we know, or an oil and a wick. Some have the custom that everyone in the family lights their own Hanukkah candles. We don't use the Hanukkah candles, even for something holy like learning Torah, you wouldn't use the Hanukkah candles. And that's why we have a custom to add a candle, what we call a shamash, so that if it happens that you use the light, you will have used, theoretically at least, you've used the light of the shamash. And we keep the shamash a little distant from the other candles so that you can recognize if it's one candle, two or three, whatever. If the shamash is on the same row, like some Chanukiyot, like my kids, what they make in Gan, so very often the shamash is on the same row as all the other candles. So then you're missing the point. You can't tell which is the shamash. How many candles did you light tonight? Right, so that's a problem. So the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles, ideally one should do it at the entrance to his house near the public domain. If you live on a second floor or something, so you don't have an entrance to your house that it's opposite a public domain, so you light it on your porch, you light on by a window, something that's near the public street. Ideally, you should try to put it in a glass encasing so it doesn't get put out by the wind. If it's not going to last the half hour, you can't light your Hanukkah candles there. So if you're going to put it outside on the porch and it's going to be put out in about 10 seconds, then you can't even make a blessing over such a lighting. So you have to put it in a place that it'll stay lit for the half hour. There are times where we're worried about anti-Semitism, so then our sages said, light your Hanukkah candles indoor. Don't go lighting them outside. Ideally, we put them on the left side of the entrance so that when you enter the house, you have the mezuzah on your right and the Hanukkah candles on your left.